Zakh the Helga Mishnah Vaitam Sechtes Bchiris Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph. Zakh the Helga Mishnah Vaitam Sechtes Bchiris Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph. The previous Perik we spoke about Pinyon Petach Amar. Now we're going back to the Bchar of a Behemoth Torah. If you have a Behemoth Torah, an ox, a cow, sheep, goats, the firstborn male automatically gets Kiddusha. Even though the Bchar automatically gets Kiddusha, but there's a mitzvah to say, Hareza Kodesh. The Kayan, he gets the Bchar, and he has to bring it as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. He has to be Makrevit within its first year. Bchar is in the category of Kodeshim Kalim. Its blood goes up on the Mizbeach, Keneged HaYesoid. The Amrim, that's the part that you're Makter on the Mizbeach, go up on the Mizbeach, and the Basar is eaten by the Kayhanim. Scharim, the Kevas, the Sheim, the Avdeim, in Yerushalayim, like any other, Kadashe Kalim, and they have 2 days and a night to eat it. 2 days and a night means the day that it's Shechted, that night, and the next day. If the Bchar gets a mum, you're not allowed to give it a mum, but Chas v'Shalom, it develops a mum, and the type of mum, whereas it's not royal akrava, you can Shechted or eat it anywhere. It does not require pidyon, unlike other karbanos, that if they get a mum, you have to redeem it. A bchar that gets a mum does not have to be redeemed. The basar of a bchar bal mum is mutar biachila lechal adam, even to someone that's tamei. It has some kiddusha, there are some restrictions. You can't shear the wool, you can't work with it. Now, you can't just wake up one morning and say, it has a mum. No, there were special mumchim that were baki in these halachas, and we'll learn about that b'ez Hashem Yisbarach later on. Right now, our Mishnah tells us as follows. So, l'keach, if someone purchases uber means the fetus, the unborn calf, perasai shel nachri, of a cow that belongs to a non-Jew. V'hamaychalei, if someone sells the unborn cow of one of his cows to an oivet kechavim. Af b'shein rishai, even though he's not allowed to do so, like we learned earlier, not allowed to sell them a behemagasa, as exeria may come to work with it on Shabbos. Now, if you sell it, it's not a problem, but it's Xeri, you may come to lend it to him, he's going to work with it on Shabbos, and the Yitz Behem is not allowed to work on Shabbos. But even though he wasn't allowed to, but Lamaisa, if he did, or Hamishtativ, like someone enters into a partnership within Ovid Kechavim, where the Ovid Kechavim owns anyone, either part of the mother or the unborn baby, V'habakabal mimenu, or he receives a cow with a plan or a contract, the deal is he has to raise it. What does he get for his work? The Yid is going to receive part of the babies that are going to be born to this cow, or the other way around, van noisen leib kabbalah, or he gives his cow to an oivid avodah zarah on contract. The nachri is going to raise it, and in exchange, he is going to receive a share of the offspring. In all these cases, pater min ha-bechayra. He's pater from the halachis of bechayra. Shenema, because the pasuk says, be Yisrael, Avaloi b'acherim. The complete pasuk, Higdashti li kol b'char b'Yisrael. So it's mashu from here that the kedusha of b'char is only b'Yisrael by a behemah of a Yisrael, avaloi b'acherim, but not by a behemah that belongs to someone else. We learned in Perek Aleph that Kehanim and Leviim are pater in pidyon petach amar, and they're pater in pidyon aben, but that's not true for a Bechar, Behemah Tahira. Says Mishnah, Kehanim Leviim Chayavim, like any other Yisrael. If their Kasher Behemah gives birth to a male, and it's the first baby, it has another Bechar. Loi Niftru, they never were patterned, they were never exempted, may Bechar Behemah Tahira, from the mitzvah of Bechar Behemah Tahira. V'loi Niftru, Elami Pidyon HaBen. So quickly, chazering over our Mishnah, so it buys the unborn baby of a para that belongs to an achri, or he sells to an achri the unborn baby of his para, even though he wasn't allowed to, or he takes on a shutvis with an eved kechavim in various different forms, or he takes a contract from him, whereas he has to raise the cow, takes the nachri's para to raise it, and they're going to split the children, or the other way around. In all these cases, the din is pater min ha-bechayra. The kedusha of bechayra would not be chal on the baby, even though it's a kosher animal, and the firstborn baby is a boy. That's learned from the pasuk. Hikdash the li kol pchar be Yisrael. So it's mashma that the kedusha of pchar is only by Yisrael. That is by a behema of a Yisrael, but not by a behema that even partially belongs to someone else. Although in the previous mission we learned in regard to pinyan petach hamar and pinyan aben for that matter that kohanim and leviim are pater, that's not the case with the pchar behema tahira. Their pchar behema tahira has the halachas of a regular pchar.